It's 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The Supreme Court has taken out President Biden's student debt relief plan.
Students supporting debt relief showed up outside of the Supreme Court, while inside, Justice Department Attorney Elizabeth Prelogar told the court,
"The states ask this court to deny that vital relief to millions of Americans, but they lack standing to seek that result."
The states say that they do have standing, and Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson worries if the court loosens that standard.
I guess I'm concerned that we're going to have a problem.
Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
More snow is hitting states on both coasts today. CBS's Errol Barnett reports.
That storm that's just getting going in California right now is expected to hit the southern Rockies by Thursday, carrying with it snow to the central plains. On the east coast, we could see more snowy weather by the end of the week.
It's especially tough for many in Michigan right now who've been stuck in the cold without power for nearly a week after a major ice storm. WWJ-TV's Terrell Bailey's near Detroit.
My thermostat says it's 38 degrees. I have to sleep under four blankets.
5 days and no power, it's left Paris Fields hopeless.
It's stressful. Even like it's more stressful having a kid in the situation.
Another close call on a runway, this time in Boston. CBS's Steve Futterman.
The incident occurred Monday night just before 7 o'clock. The pilot of a Learjet took off without receiving clearance from air traffic control. At the same time, a JetBlue flight was preparing to land on an intersecting runway. The FAA will determine how close the two planes actually were. After taking the evasive action, the JetBlue flight did land safely.
EPA Administrator Michael Regan's been making his third visit to East Palestine, Ohio today, and says people should stay out of the water.
What we've said is the drinking water has been tested. If that drinking water has been tested and a green light has been given, then we feel confident in that. But while we're cleaning up this disaster site, I wouldn't advise that anyone play in water that's contaminated or soil that's contaminated.
The agency is still working to get rid of any waste that was spilled in a train derailment. The White House is giving all federal agencies 30 days to wipe TikTok off government devices. Sean Henry's with security firm CrowdStrike.
TikTok is just another activity, another opportunity for them to gain access to people's information, to see what people are thinking about, to potentially influence the way people think by putting misinformation into their app. And the U.S. concerns about TikTok are absolutely valid.
More than two-thirds of U.S. teenagers still use the Chinese-owned app. This is CBS News.
Find tools for the job site or your own backyard at over 10,000 authorized local Steel dealers. Find yours at steelusa.com, STIHLUSA.com.
I'm Martin Hoke, the inventor of Navage Nasal Care, and I love Navage. I've told you about how your nose is the body's air filter, that Navage's powered suction will help flush out allergens, viruses, mucus, and germs, and that Navage will help you breathe better. But what do other people say about Navage? Like Tara, quote, "My doctor wanted me to do saline rinses for my allergies, but I've never been able to successfully use a neti pot. Navage uses suction power, so it's foolproof. There are nights when I'll have particularly bothersome allergies. I'll bust it out, and the results are immediate. It's such a relief. It's become a lifesaver." Unquote. She's one of over 100,000 online reviews praising Navage, the all-natural solution trusted by over 3 million people to help you breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and stay healthier without drugs. Navage is available at Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, Target, Rite Aid, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, clean nose, healthy life.
A man who can...
A good work partner knows what you need before you need it. That's how it feels when you work with Cintas. Your dedicated Cintas service reps get to know your business and have the industry knowledge that can help you prepare for what's ahead. They'll deliver your team's workwear freshly laundered, make sure your first aid and safety supplies, mats, mops, and towels are stocked when you need them, and your fire extinguishers are inspected and in working order. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, March 1st. In Wood County, the City of Wisconsin Rapids Police and Fire Commission public meeting will take place at 7:30 a.m. in the first floor conference room at City Hall. The McMillan Memorial Library Personnel Committee will meet at 4 p.m. at the library in the McCourt Conference Room. The Portage County Public Library Board of Trustees will meet at 4:30 p.m. at the Portage County Annex Building in Conference Room 5. The Village of Whiting Tree Board meeting will take place at 6 p.m. to discuss damaged tree salvage, Arbor Day tree planting, crabapple trees, and a forestry plan with the DNR. In Adams County, the Planning and Zoning Committee will meet from 3 to 6 p.m. There are only a few Wednesday family story times left at McMillan Library. The next one, March 1st, from 9:30 to 10 a.m. Story times will continue through March. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Snow likely tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 27. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, mixed precipitation possible at times. Highs level off around 36. Overcast skies again tomorrow night, 18. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 40.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And I'll tell you what today is. Today is Tuesday. Today is 5 weeks to the day, 5 weeks to the day before the general election for the Supreme Court seat, which will be held April 4. And whoever wins, they'll be sworn in probably early August, first week in August. And they will sit on the court for 10 years. That's right, 10 years, a decade. And depending on who wins, we will have an end to gerrymandering, or we will have gerrymandering reinforced. Depending on who wins, if Janet Protasiewicz wins, not only will we have an end to gerrymandering, we'll also have a court that will certify whoever wins the 2024 presidential election, Democrat or Republican. Straight up, that's the way it will be. If Kelly wins, we'll have 10 more years of gerrymandering, and we will have a certification of the Republican candidate in 2024, even if the Democrat wins. I can't get any starker than that. I cannot get any starker than that. There are a couple of very favorable signs. First of all, in the primary election between Janet Protasiewicz, Everett Mitchell, both of them deemed the liberal candidates, they got 54% of the vote. Janet Protasiewicz got about 46%. Everett Mitchell got about roughly 7%. So there's a hunger in this state for a change. There's a hunger in the state for a change. And I was very glad to see the following. Believe it or not, Dane County is a much smaller county than Milwaukee County, right? Dane County had several thousand more votes in that primary election on February 21st than Milwaukee County. That's because Dane County votes in massive numbers compared to the rest of the state. Very proud of them. Very glad to see it. Very glad to see it. About 36%. Of the eligible voters in Dane County voted in a February primary election. That's unheard of. There are plenty of areas in the state where it's 10% or 12%. In Milwaukee County, it was 26%, which is huge, huge, but it's not 36%. And as a result, Dane County came out with a few thousand more votes than Milwaukee County. But Dane County, in my view, did the right thing. It looked at the stronger candidate, and that is a major reason by Janet Protasiewicz, who will get rid of gerrymandering, will certify the actual winner of the 2024 election, will rule unconstitutional the application of an 1849 statute which is 174 years old, passed by a legislature that women couldn't vote for. Women showed up to the polls, they arrested her. That's supposed to control that skeleton hand from 1849, is supposed to control 2023. I don't think so. And neither does Janet Protasiewicz. The thing that I am very glad to see is for the last week, starting the day of the election last week, Janet Protasiewicz's campaign has hammered the heck out of Kelly. Modern campaigning, I've got to say, it's very sad. When I first got involved in politics in the 1970s, you ran positive ads. Everybody would go, well, I stand for this or I stand for that. And the lawn signs back then, they were wooden stakes. You'd pound them into the ground, point it on the end, and then you'd staple cardboard over them, and it was totally different deal. Totally different deal. There's no internet. Totally different. Now, Kelly and the Republicans are savage, are brutal in what they did. You saw what Ron Johnson did with Mandela Barnes, and Mandela was innocent, good man, and he got absolutely slimed to death. Well, Janet Protasiewicz understands what these characters are up to, and she slammed the hell out of Kelly all week with very truthful, factual ads. Very truthful, factual ads. And Kelly, at least I don't watch a ton of TV, but I watch the news shows, and I haven't seen a response from him. So he's just wasted a week. There's nothing he can really go against her on. The sliming that they did with Mandela Barnes that doesn't work against her. And now he has 5 weeks to come up with some slime. And he has master slime masters, billionaires pumping money into him. We'll see what happens. But 5 weeks to go. Janet's in very, very good shape. And I don't have to tell you, this audience, the callers, frankly, are the best informed and frankly, the most innovative audience, I think, of any radio show I know. The calls that come in are nuanced and they're thoughtful, and everybody's going to vote. So do not forget to vote April 4 if you're going to be gone traveling. Get down there and vote absentee. Vote absentee by mail. And if you can't do that, go absentee in person. You can do that a couple of weeks before the election. I do that in Milwaukee all the time. I go down to the municipal building. And he goes in. It doesn't matter what ward you're in. And you just give them your name and so forth and show them an ID. They give you a ballot. And you're done. You're golden. Now, don't vote again on election day at your precinct or at your ward, obviously. But you vote once. And a lot of people are doing that. And let's get some votes in the bank. Final thing I'll say is this. I see the word conservative being used by Kelly all over the place in those ads before the primary, and I'm sure you'll see it now. Oh, he's a conservative. There's nothing conservative about gerrymandering. There's nothing conservative about certifying the loser in an election. That's not conservative government. That's commie government. American democracy says certify the candidate who actually won. American democracy says don't rig the seats. Don't rig the maps. Make them as much as you can, 50-50 or 47-53. Keep communities of interest together. Don't split Greene County up 7 ways from Sunday. Don't split Sheboygan County 7 ways from Sunday. Don't carve out a few Milwaukee conservative suburbs on the south and some Waukesha communities to put it in the first congressional district so somebody like the Steele or Style can get elected. Make it communities of interest, like when Les Aspin was the congressman down in Racine and Kenosha and Beloit and Janesville. You know, it wasn't a walk in the park. He had a tough race, but that's what you want, those kinds of seats. Okay, I want to go quickly to Georgia, and this is beyond belief what's happening down there. And it all started with the legislature down there getting the handcuffs taken off them when the U.S. Supreme Court gutted the voting rights bill. By the way, we'll squeeze in a call this. I'm going to continue with that subject, but I see Wisco Paul on the line. Thanks for calling, Wisco Paul. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hey, good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. The Supreme Court race here in Wisconsin, everything's going to be on the table. The everything Walker did, Kelly's going to say, is going to be taken away, which I think is good, but it can. So there's going to be an awful lot of money spent, and because they don't want to lose control, meaning they, the GOP. So people have to be aware that the number one deal here in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race is fair maps. Without them, we don't have anything. That's all. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Yeah, without that, we have a corrupt gerrymandered legislature. Paul's exactly right. April 4th is the election. Let me get back to Georgia. So here's what the Georgia legislature has just done. They passed a law, which the governor will likely sign. It's a gerrymandered legislature. That said that anybody, one person, can challenge any voter in the state for no reason whatsoever, and that challenge has to be resolved in 10 days. Actually, he did sign it. He did sign it. And you know what they just did? Guess how many challenges they made to individual voters, mostly African American, virtually all in large Democratic areas like Atlanta. Guess how many? 90,000. Clowns got together and have challenged 90,000 voters by name. And these elections boards, these local elections boards, have to resolve it in 10 days. It's impossible. It's impossible. Then what they have just passed, and this is the one going to the governor's desk, is a law that would remove the neighborhood of Buckhead from Atlanta and make it a separate city. Atlanta has a large African-American population. Buckhead, very affluent area, has a much, much smaller African-American population, and they're just taking Buckhead away. Those two things they just did. Taking Buckhead away from Atlanta and its tax base would be like taking the east side of Milwaukee away from the city of Milwaukee, or taking Whitefish Bay, Shorewood, and Fox Point and Bayside away from Milwaukee County and put him in Ozaukee County. The idea is to strip the tax base away from the urban part of the city, bankrupt the city. They were not going to get any more money out of the state legislature and really injure Atlanta. That is what is happening. And the idea of 90,000 challenges to individual voters, harmless voters who have no...
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
Y'all gotta try
just
that Febreze
right,
car.
Just right, just right, just right. Yeah. La 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 la.
Yeah.
With up to 40 days of consistent scent, all over Febreze car clips right on your vent.
Yeah.
You know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right, just right.
Yeah.
Breathe happy Febreze.
It's not easy being the one everyone counts on to keep your operation running, no matter the weather or supply chain hiccup. But we get you, Raymond in Buffalo, Maria in Miami, and Jules in Troy. Taking control of everything that's under your control. At Grainger, we're here for you with high-quality supplies for every industry, plus real-time product availability and access to experts ready to help. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A good work partner knows what you need before you need it. That's how it feels when you work with Cintas. Your dedicated Cintas service reps get to know your business and have the industry knowledge that can help you prepare for what's ahead. They'll deliver your team's workwear freshly laundered. Make sure your first aid and safety supplies, mats, mops, and towels are stocked when you need them. And your fire extinguishers are inspected and in working order. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media, Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
Weather on this snowy day in Milwaukee could be brought to us by your pizza delivery business. Can you imagine how many families are snuggled in their homes enjoying hot, tasty pizza? Weather makes the phone ring for just $199 per week. Call us at 608-819-8255.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Low is around 33. Tonight, under cloudy skies with mixed precipitation likely. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Again, tomorrow, highs level off around 48. A blend of clouds and sun. Lows level off around 27. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies. A dusting of snow tonight with another dusting Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Before we continue with that last subject, I want to add some good news. We just learned yesterday that Congresswoman Elisa Slotkin of Michigan will run for the U.S. Senate in Michigan and try to hold Debbie Stabenow's seat. Why is that important? Because we have far more seats. By we, I mean the Democratic Party in 2024, far more seats up than the Republicans, and some of them are quite difficult. For instance, Manchin's seat in West Virginia. Does he run again? Of course, he hasn't really voted with the Democrats on a lot of things, but he does vote to organize the Senate as a Democrat. Those votes for Schumer, for majority leader, and he threw us a vote, a couple of votes on infrastructure, hard and soft. Last time, he only won by 3 percentage points. West Virginia, I think, was second only to Wyoming in the margin that Trump ran up there. So it's not clear what Democrat could hold that seat other than Manchin. So we'll see. He hasn't said whether he'll run again. Another tough one is Arizona. Ruben Gallego is running. I think a lot of Ruben, Marine Corps veteran. I think he's a combat. He is a combat veteran. Good man. Very, very solid guy. Good congressman. He's running. Is Sinema going to run? I don't know. She's now an independent. Does she give us some votes? Yes, she votes to organize the Senate. Votes for Schumer as majority leader. Throws us occasional votes. Frankly, not as many as Manchin. But in a three-way race, Carrie Lake's going to run. Remember her? I mean, she is a real piece of work. If Carrie Lake, Ruben Gallego, and Kyrsten Sinema run, who wins? It's not a runoff. It's not a jungle primary. It's not something where the top two then run against each other again. It's not like Georgia, not like Alaska, different kinds of things. This is it, plurality. I don't know if Sinema is going to run again, so stay tuned. So it's important to hold seats like Debbie Stabenow's seat in Michigan and Elisa Slotkin, former CIA officer, very solid, in a very, very tough seat. She represents the area around Michigan State, Lansing, some rural areas to the north. About a third of her district last time was new, very conservative, and yet she won. They like her and have very high hopes for her. She's 46 years old, and she's very solid. And then another piece of good news in Montana, John Tester is running for re-election. John Tester is a Democrat. Montana is a double-digit Republican state, but they like John Tester, rancher and farmer. Take a look at him. He's a sort of a burly guy with a crew cut and twinkly blue eyes. He looks like he looks like he's out of central casting as a rancher in Montana is what he looks like. I like the guy. I think he's a solid guy. Can he hold it? I hope so. And so, so far, I don't know who would run against him. But if we can hold Montana and Michigan, and that's two out of more than 20 that we're going to have to defend, and some very, very tough ones, and then we're going to have to start looking. Jackie Rosen is in Nevada. She's running again. Thank God. She's excellent. Don't know what kind of clowns they put up against her, but it's important to keep an eye on all these races, because if Moscow Mitch takes over the Senate and Kevin McCarthy as the House, they'll make it very, very difficult. Very difficult. Joe Biden, assuming he gets reelected, which I know he will, and assume he will, to govern for the following 4 years. But I want to get back to what's going on in Georgia, and I'm going to pose a question, and I don't think enough people oppose this question. Who the hell does the Supreme Court think they are to overturn the Voting Rights Act? What is their legitimacy? What is their authority? The six tarantulas. The Voting Rights Act was passed, and there have been amendments going back to the 60s. And the idea was, because in the Jim Crow South in the past, starting in the 1880s, they had a poll tax, something like $2 to vote, which back then was a hell of a lot of money. So black guy shows up, you have $2. They were deterred from voting. And a poor white guy shows up, doesn't have $2. They also had constitutional questions you had to answer. Black guy's in line. They say, all right, recite the first 10 amendments to the Constitution and don't miss a word. I couldn't do that and not miss a word. They don't say, well, give us a synopsis. The next guy, they want him to vote. They go, who's the president? That's his question. And then if he gets it wrong, they prompt him. That's what happened. So they passed a constitutional amendment. The U.S. did in the early 60s, saying poll taxes are illegal. I don't know why they had to pass a constitutional amendment. I don't know why they just didn't say, a federal court didn't say that. However, the Supreme Court is relying on a case that goes back to 1803 called Marbury versus Madison. George Washington and Thomas Jefferson did not envision that the Supreme Court could overturn acts of Congress. The Supreme Court just said they could, and then they lay in the weeds for 50 years. Then they cropped their ugly heads up in the 1850s with the Dred Scott decision and started to shoot their mouths off. And Abraham Lincoln said, no way, Jose. And he enforced the abolition of slavery and reunification of the country, point of a bayonet. Then they lay in the weeds some more. So Plessy v. Ferguson in the 1890s, they lay in the weeds some more. And then they came out and they said, well, the New Deal is unconstitutional. And it took Franklin Roosevelt to beat them back into line. Now these clowns, and, you know, forget the Dodds case. You know, that's a substantial case. But what they're doing now is they're about to decide a case that may deny your right to vote for president directly. And none of these voting rights atrocities that are happening in Texas, Florida, and Georgia would happen if there'd been a Voting Rights Act, because the Voting Rights Act would have required the Justice Department to sign off for them, and they wouldn't have done it. So this is a very legitimate question. Who the hell do they think they are? Why are they legitimate? And I think it's time to question their legitimacy. When we break, the lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after. Yes, I'm gonna be a star.
The Shah 101 FM.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes, and even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go.
We just can't.
I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Another fatal snowmobile crash in Vilas County on Monday has officials reminding drivers of the need for caution and safety. 13 deaths have been reported by the Wisconsin DNR in the state. Some riders express concern about the need for proper training for drivers. Currently, you only have to take a multiple-choice test online to be snowmobile safety certified. Many snowmobile trails in the area reopened on Friday after our last big snowstorm. Trails are partially open and in good condition in Wood County. Portage County trails are partially open but in poor condition. Trails in Adams County are closed. Home sales in Wisconsin are down 34% compared to a year ago. The Wisconsin Realtors Association said people bought and sold about 3,100 homes in January. Realtors point to fewer available homes, higher prices, and higher interest rates. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Snow likely tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 27. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Highs level off around 36. Overcast skies again tomorrow night, 18. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 40.
Thanks, Colin. What's on your mind today, Andrew?
Hey, Professor, I've said it before, I'll say it again. If the people of the state of Wisconsin do not vote correctly for this judge, they could lose their democracy for they don't know how long. You've got to look at your sister state, Michigan, and what we were able to accomplish by voting. And the other thing that's very important, too, is voter initiative, that we were able as citizens to get on the ballot. This whole idea of changing how gerrymandering could be straightened out, and also a woman's right to choose. We were able to put those things on the ballot through voter initiative. When you have Democrats in your state house, you must demand they allow you to put your choices on the ballot. Good luck in the state of Wisconsin, Matt. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew. And I'll just respond quickly on that. I agree with you 100%. If we don't elect Janet Protasiewicz, we are going to have gerrymandering for 10 more years. When it comes to initiatives on the ballot, Wisconsin law and Michigan law is different. In Michigan, you're able to do that. Here, it takes the legislature to pass constitutional amendments, and this one's a gerrymandered Republican legislature. And then when it comes to just general resolutions that are non-binding, it's the same through the legislature. What we can do in Wisconsin is have some of those initiatives on county ballots, but frequently a gerrymandered legislature overlooks it. So we don't have all the tools that you have, but we have a Supreme Court, and it would be 4-3 the right way if we get Janet Protasiewicz. Going back to the lines, Bill of Grant County, my friend, thanks for calling Western Mind Day, Bill.
Yeah, I just appreciate your show there, Matt, and I just want to voice my opinion in regards to the Supreme Court, and I hope they overturn and they do not allow the Biden administration to bail out. These people are responsible for their own loans, like I've been responsible my whole life. He's got no business. He's overstepping his boundaries. Thank you, sir.
Bill, thanks a lot for calling in. That's a profound issue, and your point of view is not alone. I'm going to tell you what I think, and it's different from what you said, but it's also different from the Biden proposal, and that's this. Right now, we have a for-profit education industry at the college level, and they will use names like University of Southern New Hampshire. That has nothing to do with the University of New Hampshire, but it sounds good. Or they will call themselves universities. And a lot of times the tuition of students, veterans, and poor kids are being paid by the federal government. Then these diplomas that they get, and they're frequently they're mail order type diplomas, they're online. It's no substitute to in-classroom teaching. The kids, in my view, don't get an effective education. They don't have a job, they can't pay, and now we're supposed to bail them out. Well, here's my view. There should be a law passed that says that if you're a for-profit college like that, you may not use the word university or college. The words university and college go back 1,000 years in Europe. They actually go back 2,300 years to the Academy, Plato, and Aristotle. And it's deceptive marketing. They may not use, according to the law that I propose, a state's name, any state. You could say the University of Central Wisconsin. Everybody thinks, oh, I got a degree from the UW system. No, you didn't. That should stop. Third, the United States should not pay the tuition at these for-profit universities of veterans and poor kids. Okay? They shouldn't pay for it. They should say, you want to do it? You know what you do is? In Milwaukee, go to UWM. You're going to get a world-class education, or MATC. In Madison, go to the Madison Area Technical College, or UW-Madison, and the same around the state. A lot of this money, much of the money that's being spent is going to these for-profit outfits. These kids are not getting the right education, and it all depends on their zeal and following up online. So that's what I think, Bill, okay? That's what I think. If people had debts from, say, UWM, Madison Area Technical College, Milwaukee Area Technical College, UW-Madison, and so on, and it can be private colleges, too. It can be Marquette University, Concordia University, Alberta, and so on. Fine. But they should be legitimate universities or colleges that use the word, meaning it, that it is a university or college. That's what I think. I'm really glad you called in. That's a very, very interesting issue. Going back to the lines, do not hang up. I'll take you in order. Jack of Merrimack, you're next, my friend. What's on your mind today, Jack?
Well, what you were just talking about. Here are some facts, and I'm sure you realize these. I don't know if everybody else does.
public colleges and universities in Wisconsin especially, but in many, many other states, used to be supported because they wanted an education, an educated population that was capable of working in a modern world and also capable of critical thinking and making good decisions. In the guise of smaller government and so-called school choice, our Republican politicians have cut funding for these universities and public schools. They've taken these public funds, and as you know, as you just pointed out, they've used them to support private, parochial, and for-profit schools. Now, when I'm an old guy, but when I went to school, for about $1,000 a year, you could pay for tuition, books, room, and board. Now, that was a while ago. My son's cost at a UW system school for tuition alone will exceed, tuition and books alone, will exceed about $50,000. Now, he's lucky. His mom and I can afford to pay that amount for him. But not everybody can, and especially given what's happened to the middle class in the last 40 years. Literally millions of students who get a job in a good field can't pay off their loans, even though they're absolutely necessary to enter those fields. And we absolutely need workers. We need nurses. We need teachers. You know, fields that don't pay terrifically. And we need people that are educated. And they can't pay these loans off sometimes for decades. Many, many people today, millions, are still paying off college loans from 10, 15, 20 years ago. You know, if you're lucky, you're born into the right family like my son. Somebody paid off your education. You chose a field that was so good that you could pay it off in a reasonable time. Good for you, but not everybody gets into those jobs. And not only that, we need people in some of the other jobs. You already paid off your student loans. You think it's unfair for somebody to be forgiven even a part of their costs because that's not nearly the whole amount. I'd call that jealousy. We need people in those fields. And unlike Europe, unlike Canada, we don't have schools and universities that many people can afford. We need to support those people as well. The money wasn't given up front to pay for the universities, so it's got to be given, at least some of it's got to be given, to help the students pay off those costs.
Right. I think you're raising important. Yeah, you're raising important points. And let me just build on that in this. I do not think that these for-profit universities, A, should be able to use the word university or college. B, they should not be able to use a state name or a part of a state name. And C, the federal government should not pay any tuition to these for-profit schools that call themselves universities or colleges. Period. End of story. For the nonprofits, the ones that are legitimate, whether public or private, I think that the kids' tuitions, and I'm going to address the deeper issue that you raised shortly, the kids' tuitions are ones that, for instance, veterans and needy kids, government assistance, these are legitimate, not-for-profit colleges. Usually state universities are a handful of private colleges that are legitimate universities and colleges, and we have some here in the state, like Marquette, like Concordia, like Alverno, those kinds of colleges are legitimate. Now, I'm going to go further. When I went to the UW, Madison, to law school in the early 70s, my tuition was $250 a semester. That's because the state provided 47% of the operating budget of the university. I had friends that went in the early 60s and they paid $100 a semester. Right now, the state pays 17% of the operating budget. It should be increased. That those expenses have got to come down, number one. Number two, under Scott Walker, the Republicans have attacked higher education in this state. They attack tenure. They attack shared governance. They attack the idea of even needing a college education. This is wrong. A college education and even more education beyond that, the more you can get, is desirable. Not just from a utilitarian point of view, but because to fill you out as a citizen with a full knowledge of your rights and of history is essential. Thanks for calling. We'll talk about this some more. I'm going to get as many of you in as I can. This segment and the next. Tatter Billy, my friend, you're next. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Tatter Billy?
Hey, what's on my mind is what you've been talking about, and your last caller and yourself just covered some of the things I wanted to say. But an additional thing that I'm curious about is, if it's my understanding that you can't get rid of student debt through bankruptcy, and that that's kind of different than most other kinds of debt. And again, that, you know, that seems like very unfair to middle class people, you know, business owners or folks with other sorts of debt can go through bankruptcy, but I don't. My understanding is you can't with student loans, and that to me is terrible, and that should be fixed as well.
Yeah, that's a good point, and that is true, because that was lobbied by the banks who wanted to be able to go after you the rest of your life. I think an easy fix is this. You can declare bankruptcy, especially if it is a for-profit college, because they should not be able to use the word university or college. They should not be able to use a state name, and they should not get federal money, and therefore you should be able to declare bankruptcy. I think it's a great idea. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Gene?
Good afternoon. Great show as always, Matt. Outstanding callers. I just want to remind people that, you know, we can't help out the young people in our country, especially when we went through a pandemic and we've had all kinds of issues in our country that have affected people's ability to earn a living, pay back loans, things like that, or even participate in their schools. Oh, and besides that, you better have a good insurance policy with all the AK rifles out there that are going into schools, and Republicans won't do anything about it. I just had to throw that in. Remember the big tax cuts for the wealthiest people in our country that were not paid for, and they're complaining about helping out people with student loan debt, these people who are trying to get good jobs, do things in our communities. So I just wanted to throw that in. Thanks, Matt. Keep up the great work.
Yeah, no, that's very good stuff. Thanks very, very much for calling on all of that. And then just to wrap up the segment from some of the callers about education, this continual attack by the Republican Party on higher education is hypocritical. DeSantis attacks it, and he went to Yale undergrad and Harvard Law School. All of these guys went to premier colleges, and then they lie and say you don't need it, and they do everything in their power to denigrate it and make it hard for you to go. That is wrong. They want to keep you in the dark on your rights and on history. The theme of this Matt Flynn Direct is you're not woke if you don't know history. And you're not going to know history if you don't do some reading on history. And it's good to have education. The more education you can get, the better. I don't care if your parents or you have it. Make sure your kids do. And make sure it goes on to the graduate level. We'll talk about that some more. It's just wrong what the Republicans are doing. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Maybe it's only yesterday. In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive.
Do you wish deciding if building, remodeling, or finding a new home would be as easy as learning your ABCs and 1-2-3s? Well, it can be if you work with Key Savings Bank at 811 East Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, or the town of Rome. Our experienced staff will take the time to help you explore your options, such as our owner-builder loan, flexible terms, and competitive rates, too. At Key Savings Bank, we'll help you make the right decision and avoid any unnecessary hurdles. You'll feel right at home in no time. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Stock up and save on the toughest filters in the business during Wick's Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts Store. Not only will you get the best deal of the season on our very best filters, but you'll also find deep discounts on oil, fluids, grease, batteries, and more. Upgrade your filters during Wick's Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts Store. See store for official sale dates. Auto Value. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
As a mom and a teacher, I've done it all. Fundraisers, field trips, school assemblies. It's what we do for our children.
Whether you're a public school parent, educator, or both, we share one goal: giving our children the best education. The Wisconsin Education Association Council looks forward this school year to partnering with you. Our children's success depends on it. Join us at weac.org. Welcome back to school.
The moment you walk into Family Natural Foods, you know you'll have a great experience with excellent customer service. Their knowledgeable staff are welcoming and friendly, happy to help you with any questions or needs you bring in. Have you tried their oils and vinegars yet? You can taste test them before you buy. Some favorites among the gourmet balsamic vinegars include cranberry, date, and apple. Think beyond the salad bowl. These are great on everything from veggies to grilled meats. Family Natural Foods, 910 West Grand Avenue.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to talk about Ukraine. Talk about Ukraine. I am tired of the Republican Party, the treason caucus. It's not the whole Republican Party. Moscow Mitch has stood up for Ukraine. Some of the Texas congressmen have stood up for Ukraine. Not all of them. But I'm going to tell you something. You have Donald Trump, the treason caucus, Gates, Marjorie Taylor Greene. DeSantis is going along with it, saying, well, we got to rethink this. This is treason. And let me tell you some facts. This is not a war between Russia and Ukraine. This is a genocide. Russia has 145 million people. Ukraine has a little over 40 million, and 11 million of them are refugees. 8 million outside of the Ukraine borders, 3 million internally in Ukraine. They're fighting magnificently, but if you have a war of attrition, a genocide of attrition, the Russians are getting creamed. They're losing 200,000 people. They don't care, because every time you lose a Ukrainian, they can lose three Russians, and they do not care. Volodymyr Zelensky said today that the situation in Bakhmut, which is a city in the east of it that used to have 70,000 people in it, is getting more and more difficult. The Ukrainians are magnificent. But the fact is, here's what the Russians are doing. Kami Ruskies, they're going in and just destroying the whole country, the whole infrastructure, every building in a city, every building in a city. They are doing this. They are animals. They are an animal culture that do not deserve to survive. Yevgeny Prigozhin, the head of the Wagner Group. Now, listen to this. And his people are getting hit hard by the Ukrainians. When they capture Ukrainians, they will rape them. They will sexually mutilate them, men and women. What he has done is he is fighting the military hierarchy, of the Russians, because his people are doing most of the fighting, most of the genociding. Yesterday, he threatened, quote, to sexually assault and beat to death with a sledgehammer the son-in-law of the defense secretary of Russia, Sergei Shoigu. He's not actually a son-in-law. It's the partner of Shoigu's daughter. And because he's not in the Russian military, he said, I will sexually assault him and beat him to death with a sledgehammer. This man is an animal. Prigozhin's an animal, not a human being. He should be euthanized. Putin is the same way. Putin is a cancerous tumor on the behind of humanity. He's got to be euthanized. Now, I'm saying this with extravagant terms, because this is radio and I'm not in the State Department. But I'll tell you this, most people in the State Department think the same way, and they have a more felicitous way of delivering this message. Some people who consider themselves experts and pundits, they call it a war, an invasion, that Russia's taking, quote, heavy losses. There'll have to be a solution. Take a look at a map of Ukraine and the Black Sea. You cannot have a peaceful solution and a negotiation with Hitler. And Putin is Hitler. If they keep Crimea, the only port left that leads onto the Black Sea, where the Ukrainians could ship grain and so forth and any of their products, is Odessa. And then the Russians have already said they want to take Odessa, and they have a fleet in the Black Sea. And if a Ukrainian grain ship went out, it would be destroyed or confiscated. Some people in our State Department think, well, and in the Republican Party, well, we can get a, quote, agreement, end quote, from, quote, Putin, end quote, i.e. Hitler, to stop doing it in the future. He won't stop doing it in the future. He will continue to recruit recruits whom he can bully and push around and get killed. And when he replenishes his arms, he'll do it again. Some people say, well, let's have the Ukrainians give up Crimea and the Donbass, and the rest of Crimea can come into the EU and can come into NATO. That would be vetoed by Turkey. But even if they did come into NATO, there was a thing called the Budapest Accords. I don't know if you remember that from the early 90s. And when Ukraine gave up its nuclear weapons, the UK, the United States, and Russia guaranteed Ukraine's boundaries. And when Russia invaded Ukraine, when they went into Crimea in 2014, the position of the United States was, well, that wasn't a treaty ratified by the Senate. That was a foreign policy, and we will certainly stand by Ukraine, but Obama didn't send them any weapons at all, none whatsoever. Not a single Stinger or Javelin when the Ruskies went into Crimea. And emboldened by that, and they made a mistake thinking that Biden would be the same way, and of course he was not. The objective of the United States, everybody's saying, oh, well, Russia can't be beaten because then they'll somehow be backed into a corner and may use nuclear weapons. They're not going to use nuclear weapons. In Russia, it takes two people to sign off on Putin's doing it, even if he decides to commit suicide by cop. At some point, we have got to go in and kill this guy. Now, it's easier to have the Ukrainians do it. They have been successful in launching drones deep into Russia. Give them his coordinates at any given time. Give Yevgeny Prigozhin's coordinates at any given time. Give them 190-mile HIMARS. Give them F-16 jets. You have got to stop them and protect them. Right now, they are about to buy more drones from Iran, and they may send in return jets to Iran. And if that happened, and long-term missile technology, Israel is going to have no choice but to bomb Tehran. We have got to step in. And if we're going to bomb Tehran, we should do it ourselves. That's an animal state that is a threat to world peace. Russia is an animal state, a terrorist state, and a threat to world peace. And it's as simple as that. You cannot negotiate with these people. It's not a war. It's a genocide. They are sadists. They are perverts. And this has got to stop. There are many fine people in Russia. I've met some of them. Been to Moscow, been to St. Petersburg. They will do nothing to rein in Stalin. They didn't in the past. Nothing to rein in Lenin. And now they will do nothing to rein in Putin. They've got to stop. They only understand force. Coming to the end of the show, got a little carried away. I feel very deeply about this. Matt Flynn Direct, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Excellent quality as always. Signing off for today.
Baby. There ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back down.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is.
She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.